listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 27. Today's episode is titled, Releasing What No Longer Serves You. And let's start by grounding ourselves with an affirmation. I release what no longer belongs to me. I welcome peace, clarity, and grounded light. And take a deep breath in and hold for a moment. And as you exhale, imagine letting go of something that's been weighing you down. A thought, a fear, or even a version of yourself that no longer aligns with who you're becoming. This episode is all about healing through release, making space for peace and clarity to enter. Because sometimes holding on becomes the heaviest things we do. So let's begin by unpacking what it really means when we say, this no longer serves me. This phrase is often used in spiritual or mental health conversations, but at its core, it means recognizing when something, be it a habit, mindset, or person, has fulfilled its purpose in your life and no longer contributes to your growth, peace, or well-being. Sometimes that something once felt good. It once made you feel safe or loved or in control, but now it's draining your energy instead of nurturing it. Examples could be a friendship that once felt supportive, but now has turned toxic or one-sided. A job that once motivated you, but now leaves you anxious or emotionally depleted. A pattern of overthinking, perfectionism, or people-pleasing that help you survive, but now keeps you from thriving. When we hold on to things past their season, we experience something called emotional congestion. Just like physical clutter makes it hard to move freely, mental and emotional clutter blocks our inner light. Take a moment and ask yourself, what am I holding on to that no longer aligns with my peace? And if you're able to write it down or just take a mental note of your answer, no judgment, just awareness. Because awareness is the first step to release. Now, when we refuse to let go out of fear, guilt, or habit, our mental health takes a toll. Emotionally, we may experience anxiety from trying to control or fix situations that no longer are in our power. Depression from staying in cycles that keep us small. And resentment towards ourselves or others for not changing sooner. Physically, we may feel tension in the body, tight shoulders, headaches or fatigue, restless sleep or racing thoughts at night, and a general heaviness that feels like carrying an invisible baggage. Spiritually, holding on blocks clarity. You might feel disconnected from your intuition, your purpose, or your peace. When we cling to old versions of ourselves, we prevent the new, healed version from emerging. It's like trying to plant new seeds in soil that hasn't been cleared. Nothing can grow. Your nervous system also registers what you hold on to. And if you constantly replay the same painful memory or conversation, your body relives that stress each time. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting. It means freeing yourself from the emotional charge attached to the memory. And here is another reflection prompt. Ask yourself, what am I emotionally rehearsing that keeps me stuck? And take a moment to really think about what comes up for you with this question. And I want to move into why we struggle to let go. And letting go sounds simple, but it's deeply emotional work. And we often hold on because we associate our identity with the one thing we need to release. And you might think, what if I'm not the fixer, the helper, or the strong one? Then who am I? Sometimes we fear the unknown. Many times it may feel safe to stay in a familiar pain than step into an unfamiliar peace. We confuse letting go with failure. You might think walking away means that you gave up, but often it means that you finally chose yourself. And a big one is a lot of times we're waiting for closure. But closure doesn't always come from others. It comes from acceptance. Letting go is not a single decision. It's a daily practice of returning to your peace. It's choosing to release, not once, but every time that memory, emotion, or habit tries to pull you back in. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Let's talk about practical and real-world ways to walk in clarity and grounded light. The first one is body awareness. Your body often knows what your mind refuses to admit. Notice when your chest tightens or your stomach knots. Those sensations often signal emotional resistance. You can practice breath work or gentle stretching when you feel tension. And try repeating, with every breath, I release what I cannot control. Next, you can try journaling for release. Write down what you're holding on to. Then write, what purpose did this serve? What lesson did it teach me? And how will I honor this lesson as I let it go? And if you feel called, then safely tear or safely burn the paper as a symbolic act of release. Boundaries. Sometimes releasing means creating emotional or physical distance. It's okay to outgrow people, roles, or environments. Boundaries are not walls. They are doors that protect your peace. Forgiveness work. Forgiveness is not approval, it's emotional freedom. You forgive so you can stop carrying what isn't yours to hold. And try this statement. I forgive myself for staying too long. I forgive others for not knowing better. And I choose peace. Mindful visualization. Imagine yourself standing on a riverbank and place each thing that you're releasing, fear, guilt, resentment, onto a leaf and watch the current carry it away. Feel the lightness in your body as you stand grounded, peaceful and clear. And then there's the daily grounding practice. And you can start or end each day with 2 minutes of grounding. Feel your feet on the floor. Take 3 deep breaths and say aloud, I am here. I am safe. I am free to let go. When you release what no longer serves you, you make room for new blessings, new clarity, and new light. You'll begin to feel calmer in your decisions, experience less resistance in your relationships, and attract situations that align with your authentic energy. Walking with grounded light means staying centered even when life shifts. It's not about perfection. It's about peace. It's the ability to say, this doesn't align with who I am anymore, and trust that you'll still be okay. And here's another affirmation that you can silently say to yourself. I am aligned with peace. I release what weighs me down and make space for light. Remember, releasing is not rejection, it's redirection. And as I close today's episode, take one last deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Feel your shoulders relax. And feel your spirit soften. And again, say to yourself, I release what no longer belongs to me. I welcome peace, clarity, and grounded light. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who may need to hear it today. And remember, healing is not about who you used to be. It's about who you are becoming. You are deserving of clarity. You are worthy of peace. And you are powerful enough to release anything that blocks your light.
Listening and supporting this podcast, and make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.